This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. And every Thursday at this time, we check in with our Hall of Fame broadcast friend, Bill Hillgrove. William, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How goes the day? I know it's going to be kind of scorching, but I think we're used to it now.
Yeah, I mean, it has been a hot summer so far, and it seems always, Bill, as you well know, to coincide with the start of Steelers training camp anyway. So it is day one where fans are allowed to go. By the way, the parking lot's open at 11:45, then the gates at noon, and 1:55 is the first practice. So your summation of this off-season, and since T.J. Watt's in the fold, it seems like everything's kind of lining up.
Yeah, I think it's been a good off-season, and I think they've added some key pieces. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, you got Metcalf on one side, you need a receiver on the other. I think one will emerge. And, you know, the Steelers are usually pretty good about keeping an eye on the waiver wire in case somebody falls into their lap. But I wouldn't count on it. And I think this club is ready to go to war in the AFC North.
Bill, how do you see some of the new players I was just thinking about? One is Jalen Ramsey's new role with the Steelers. Where do you see him fitting in on the defense?
Well, he'll be an outside corner, I think. And, you know, he's got the track record of being able to handle really quality receivers. So I think he still has it. And let's see. I think the questions about him were locker room things. But, you know, this is a different locker room than the one he had before. And so let's give him a chance to fit right in.
Yeah, he won a Super Bowl with Los Angeles, but even he said yesterday he feels different being a Pittsburgh Steeler already. That said, what about running back? Is Jaylen Warren going to be the first back?
I don't think so. I don't think he's geared to be a first back. I think his DNA is a change-up, third down. And I don't see that changing, and I don't think you want him carrying the ball 20 to 25 times a game. I just don't see that in the future. So it'll be interesting to see if a rookie can jump in there and be the guy. We're going to miss Najee Harris, but maybe in many ways we won't.
And what do we know, Bill, if anything at all, about this running back that they drafted out of Iowa?
Well, he's a workhorse, and it seems like the more he carries, the better he becomes, and I like that. So let's wait and see how it all develops. That's what camp is all about, you know, finding out who can play football. And I know people get excited about OTAs and, you know, the mini camps and all that. But until they put on the pads, you don't know who can play football and who can't. And as Mike Tomlin has said many times, there's only a certain few human beings cut out to play football, particularly at this highest level. He once said to me, he goes, Billy, he said, do you think it's inherent in human nature to run full speed into another human being? And I thought about that, and I said, no. Those people play on Sundays, mostly. So let's see how it all unfolds. I think I'll get up there once next week just to, you know, see some people and renew some acquaintances and keep an eye on things. And, you know, but that daily drive up Route 22 from my home in Murraysville to Latrobe, I will not miss that one bit.
We're with Bill Hillgrove. I talked with Mel Blunt yesterday, and he was reminiscing about when they used to play six preseason games, and he said very diplomatically, it's a whole new world.
Oh, yeah. Tunch and Wolf used to talk about it, rest their souls. You know, they used to hit every day in camp. You don't see that anymore. And they had to walk everywhere at camp. And now, you know, they have transportation on the golf carts. I mean, it's a different world, but it's the one we live in. And so let's accept it and see how this team's going to do. I think they're a slight surprise team. That's just my gut feeling.
Yeah, I mean, now some of the national pundits are saying the same thing, Bill, looking at the roster potential. This is one of the biggest changes between seasons that we've seen, and you've seen a lot of them.
I agree. And even the way they did business, the money they spent, you know, I think it's going to produce better football players and a better team. Last year, it was tough to gauge because of that brutal late schedule. And, you know, they kind of limped into the playoffs. And, of course, unfortunately, people will say, well, that's been the pattern recently. So let's see if they can change that this year.
Let's talk Pirates now. This is the tale of two teams. To start the second half of the season and lose to the lowly White Sox, their first sweep of the year for them on the road, and then they turn around and beat the best team in baseball in the Tigers. Who are these guys?
As Myron would say, it's a head-scratcher.
Mm-ha!
Oh, my. I mean, you know what? If I knew Robert Manfred better, I would call him up and say, Commissioner, can you make sure the Pirates only play contenders? Can we change that schedule?
I know. It's almost to the deadline of trades. Any suspects do you think might get moved?
I keep hearing about Mitch Keller. You hear about Brian Reynolds, but my gut doesn't see that happening. But I've been wrong before. But, you know, those would be the two. I hope they don't trade David Bednar, and I hope, you know, that they find a way down the line to hold on to Paul Skeens. But, you know, I think the future is what it's going to be, and as a Pirate fan, we're going to have to live with it.
Well, that's really well put, Bill. You know, I'm not optimistic about, you know, let's say that they are going to make some trades, and let's say Mitch Keller does go, and maybe one of the closers, or perhaps IKF, or whoever it might be, maybe Key Brian Hazel go somewhere, based on all the rumors. But, you know, but at the end of the day, I don't expect much once it's all over.
No, and if anything is to be gained, it's for the future. It's not for this year.
Right.
Let's face it, right now they're a seller, and if somebody puts a big enough number on a certain player, they're wise to move along because, you know, this year, I mean, I kid about, you know, when they sweep the Tigers that, you know, when did the playoffs start? But, you know, that right now is unthinkable. They're mired in last place, and they're going to have a dickens of a time getting out. So they're sellers, and let's see who they sell.
Bill, thanks. As always, we'll talk to you next Thursday and maybe see you up at camp.
All right. Always look forward to it. Gentlemen, have a good day.
Hall of Fame broadcaster, our own Bill Hillgrove on the Big K Morning Show. Always enjoy our chats with Bill.
Absolutely.
The Pirates our Odyssey family here with five radio stations went to the Pirates game yesterday. And T, Tamira Rush, you were there.
It was a winner. They were winners.
How about that?
Yes, that was great.
They swept them Tigers.
Yes, I was so excited.
Just, I was concerned in case Kiss Cam came up. There was nobody on the big screen, right?
No, we didn't see anyone.
Nothing
no.
inappropriate
Everybody was
from
cool.
the team.
Yeah.
Good
Absolutely.
To hear.
But it was a great game. It was a nice environment. And thanks to our boss, it's awesome. We had food. We had the whole nine. He knows how
the
to do
whole
it.
Whole nine.
Yeah, he does it.
All right, what's
big.
Trending, T?
People are having this conversation, and I had this conversation with Maria from Y yesterday about cell phones and kids. A study is saying that it was released Monday that using smartphones before age 13 could damage kids' mental health. And we were just discussing this yesterday, and I have three kids. You have kids and grandkids. I kind of believe that.
It's so hard, though, in this day and age with the technology, because everybody has them.
Well, it's only hard if you allow your kids to have them.
Oh, is that right? Disciplinarian.
Well, my kids will tell you.
But you, when your kids were little, they didn't have cell phones.
Well, they weren't existing. They had there was a little Firefly phone, but the Firefly phone was for my son. And it had like seven numbers on it. And you can input seven numbers. And that's the only numbers that he could dial or use. It was mine and his dad's and so forth and so on. So, I mean, that was a good thing. But when we went to smartphones that have all of the, you know, things going on, this you can download this app, you can download that app. And our kids get thrust in all of that. And it's a huge problem.
I think one of the big issues with it is the fact that they compare themselves with other kids and kids are posting things and it looks like everybody's living their best life. Or it can be really detrimental with the bullying issues.
Absolutely. And it doesn't go away. You know, in school, you may have had an incident with another student, and it was then and there. It happened in school. When you went home, that was it. You went back to school and you guys were friends. But now it's something that happens, and then it's on social media, and this kid posts it, and they take videos.
And once it's out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
You can't really get it back. But I mean, this is what people are dealing with. And I think this is something that parents need to really, 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 really think about when their kids get to an age. But then transition to chatbot.
Chatbot. This
kids
is
are
artificial
turning to
intelligence.
Kids are opening up instead of counseling and one-on-one with therapists. They're telling all their problems to chatbot. So,
and
I mean, that's another issue.
They're going to have to look at what kind of answers they get. So people understand the artificial intelligence doesn't necessarily give you the right answers
Correct.
For everything. It searches the internet and makes a coalescing of thoughts, whatever questions you ask it, It doesn't necessarily, you still need somebody that knows what they're talking about.
Well, yeah, but they said the kids are really looking to do this. I mean, are involved in, they don't want to talk to their parents or their friends. And I mean, it's deep. I mean, having kids today, I don't know what I would have done.
Well,
seriously,
Aaron,
I mean, this
I
is like so much happening.
Doom scrolling that people do on the phone, and you get suddenly it's a time suck, you know, 10 minutes, 15, 20, half an hour goes by for people.
And you can't, but you can't put your phone down. It's hard. I mean, it's really and truly hard because society has made this so relevant that everybody has one. And you, I mean, you know, the phase was I have the iPhone 11, 13, 14, 15, and we're all rushing out paying thousands of dollars. It's like, I mean, and for our kids, they're the ones who have to deal with this because their friend has the 18. So you have to get the 19. You know what I mean? And it's our fault. It's the parents' fault. Because we allow this. We don't have to give our kids a cell phone. We do not have to do that.
At very least, at certain family times, like if you're able to eat dinner together, that should be a no phone zone.
Absolutely. I mean, you just go to dinner. Have a dinner and just go to dinner. You look around and you see everybody at the dinner table are on their cell phones.
I'm sorry, I was looking at my phone. What? Kidding.
Don't have me come over there.
Trent.
Because I will.
Yes, you will. Thank you, T.
You're welcome.
Glad you had a nice time at the ball yard.
I did.
To wait for the beat to drop.
Big K Morning Show. You've often heard me say you're a half person from everybody, right, in this town?
Oh, yes.
The connections are unbelievable. So yesterday we had the pizza guy on. You know, he got
Vitalia.
Yeah, and then they're opening a brick and mortar.
Right.
And apparently there's been people doing this with pizza carts. Now, I met this next guest probably 35 years plus ago.
Wow.
And so I got a phone call after the show. Like, you're not talking to me? Phil Spano of Solo Pizza is here. Phil, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Always a pleasure to catch up with you and talk about pizza.
Yeah, he said Jack Lambert called him and said, well, he's talking to a pizza guy. Why isn't that you? So I want to explain to people that you are more than just a wood-fired pizza gourmet. You have helped us here at Odyssey over the years in many charities, including my own, with the American Cancer Society, Bob Pompiani's, and events around the region. But I want people to know, and Aaron, you'll love this, Phil is the gourmet pizza cart to the stars at PPG Paints. Right, Phil? How long have you been doing that now?
Well, this is coming up on the second year, and I feel very blessed to have the opportunity. When I met and sat down with the PPG executive management team, the goal was to make Pittsburgh a memorable stop, which is what they wanted to do. And I think we've definitely accomplished that. These stars and performers and singers, they travel with their own personal chefs and catering teams all over to prepare their meals, but they never get, after the show's done, a send-off, and we are in a secured area backstage, and they can come out and just relax, and it's very interactive and have fun, and we've done that, and we've been able to share our passion for our gourmet wood-fired pizzas, and they have pretty much been blown away by it. They said this is something they never get in any other cities, and it really has accomplished what the arena and we wanted to do, which is make Pittsburgh a memorable stop on their tour.
And so, Aaron, I've seen Phil post, and it's been a who's who, including like Andre Bocelli.
Oh, wow. I mean, it's a big one.
All right, we want you to name drop. Most people say don't name drop, but we want you to name drop some of the people that you've served these pizzas every show.
Well, everybody's been great. The performers, like I said, they've been very appreciative, and a lot of them like to get involved and get behind, make their own pizza. When Duran Duran was there, Simon Le Bon and the group came out and actually sang around the pizza cart and made up pizza songs. Very, very unique. When Tim McGraw was here, we wanted to do something special for him, so we made a shredded buffalo chicken pizza with a sweet Vidalia onion that we sautéed and reduced with balsamic vinegar and a hot honey drizzle, which is one of the hottest toppings going right now. But everybody's been great. I mean, it's something that really they were surprised by pleasantly. They were very appreciative. Sebastian Maniscalco came out and had fun with us, but everybody we worked with has been great. And we certainly have met people from all over the world, all walks of life. And, it's meeting new friends and people that have returned, have remembered us and said, hey, we couldn't wait to get back to see you. So it's been a very humbling and, very fortunate and feel blessed to have the opportunity to, share the excitement and passion for gourmet wood fired pizza with them.
We're with Phil Spano, Solo Pizza Cart. I'm surprised, Aaron, that you would never guess what Phil does during hockey season. you can't even imagine.
Should I even try?
No.
I'm not.
Phil, explain what you do during the games with the Penguins.
Well, I'm an off-ice official for the National Hockey League, and I've been doing that for several years. And pretty much with the change in technology of all the NHL, I'm upstairs on the media level, which is where I see you and Pomp a lot, and really oversee all of the statistical stats that are done during the game. Everything has changed from the pencil and paper over many years and has now become automated with the technology. And they did that to really streamline and make the game very interactive and approachable to the casual fan, as well as the coaching staffs among the team, to be able to quickly and easily obtain accurate statistics, which is what I oversee.
Yeah, from the computer. So, Aaron,
that's so cool.
When a player gets on the ice, that begins a whole set of stats just on that player.
Wow.
From the time they step on and off the ice. And this is all in real time, right?
Yes, it is. And at some point, I'm going to have to share with you Larry's stats when we had our celebrity hockey team. They were very, very impressive.
I'd love to see those numbers.
You had to bring that up.
I did have to bring that up. Yes, I did.
All right, Phil Spano, he's the solo pizza cart to the stars. I didn't want to leave you out. Anytime I talk pizza, I got to now talk to Phil, Aaron. All right,
well,
Mr.
thank you.
Mr.
I appreciate
Spano.
It. If people follow us on Instagram, it's Solo Pizza Cart on Instagram. They can see all of our events and some of the pizzas that we provide. And appreciate the opportunity to talk with you, buddy.
All right, ciao.
From the Goldberg, Persky & White News Desk, T.J. Watt talked with reporters Wednesday after moving in at Steelers training camp.
I'm just excited about this new team. I mean, there's so many new faces, as you guys all know, as the fans know. But the goal always remains the same.
Yeah, it's kind of fun just sorting through the new list of Steeler players, starting with, obviously, Aaron Rodgers, and then TJ, a bookend, getting his deal done last week.
And a couple I'm excited about, want to see how they contribute, are Jonnu Smith and Jalen Ramsey.
100% excitement.
You got it. They're calling it a heat dome, and it's covering much of the eastern U.S., and that includes Pittsburgh.
We're looking to see temperatures in the city today pushing through the low 90s, possibly towards the mid-90s here, and humidity is going to be picking up.
National Weather Service meteorologist Andrew Kenzel talking about this heat, and we're not alone. Millions of Americans dealing with the same thing. You said a heat dome, we'll call it Thunderdome, too.
Right.
Over the weekend.
Now, the Bucks lost 3 to the awful White Sox, and then...
Pirates sweep the Tigers! Raise the Jolly Roger! All 3 games!
Jeez, Greg Brown needs to settle down there,
huh? We could just get him to be more passionate.
Right.
I love those guys. We're enjoying it. We carried the game here on the station that started it all yesterday and heard him and John Wehner talking about inexplicably how well they played against the best team in baseball after playing horribly against the worst.
And as a sidebar to all of this, it was a special day yesterday on the pregame show. We heard from Chuck from Uniontown.
Oh, yeah.
He's a regular, and Chuck is a big Pirates fan. Did you hear what they did for him yesterday?
They had him on the field, and the players came. You know, Donnie Kelly and the fans gave him a standing ovation, and it was a beautiful moment.
And he called out play ball.
That's great.
Yep.
All good stuff. And by the way, tomorrow morning we'll check in with Joe Block and talk about the Bucks. They're off today before hosting the Diamondbacks over the weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.